Also featured will be an art show curated by Adrian Ferguson of The Art of Noise and a community curated by Milani Douglas. Stay tuned to WPFW for updates and details.
At 89.3 FM, this is member supported WPFW, Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Tell them how you feel.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Friday edition of Community Watch and Comment. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And most importantly, you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. This Friday, we're going to have good news Friday. And, you know, some good stuff going on out there. And we'd like for you to share whatever good news you have regarding anything. Okay. And, you know, because sometimes you need that break. Sometimes you need to say, you know, the glass ain't always empty.
That's right.
Yeah. Half full, at least. So, and there's been some interesting good news stories from my perspective, at least, that, I think you folks, you know, might be interested in knowing about if you don't know already. The Trump administration is on the run. I mean, here we are 6 months, into his administration, and he's got the folks out there with pitchforks and torches.
Yep.
This is supposed to be Elon's last day, at the White House. That's miraculous, and that's good news in itself. But there's other things too. People are standing up out there, fighting back. The courts are fighting back, on these policies. A lot of things that are being revealed about this administration. And look, one of these people appointed to the FBI by this administration, by Trump, was crying on Fox News, talking about, he's in this four-corner room at the FBI building. Yeah, nobody's talking to him. He's next to Cash Patel. Yeah. talking about how he's just bewildered, and his wife is bewildered. And he said all this on their network, okay? So, anyhow, that's amongst the a myriad of things. But the whole band on the run, you know. And
yep, and Jamie Raskin's launching a probe into this Bitcoin meme coin thing, you know, that Trump did, raising millions of dollars, as Pam Bundy said. But you know, he did that when he was off the clock, you know, not as president. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing, the band-aid's coming off, you know, and there's a lot of scab up under there. Mm. And it's just 6 months. Jeez. You know? So, anyhow, I'm sure you got some good news you might want to share out there of any sort, okay? And, you know, maybe your grandson hit a grand slam in T-ball or something, you know, whatever, you know. But that's what we want to hear this morning. We want to hear some good news, you know, from you, the folks out there. It ain't all bad, you know. And but anyhow, give us a call, 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Your good news story of the day. You know, no matter where it is on the planet or in the universe. You know, Chip, I was glad to see that the people are literally, you know, are standing up. You don't see it every day on the news, but you it's out there.
Yeah, people are standing.
Yeah, people are standing up
and pushing back.
Pushing back hard, you know, and you know, it's just from town halls, you know, from just gatherings, you know, people say, well, you know, why is Elon Musk leaving? Well, because y'all pushed him out.
That's right.
You know, y'all, you know. He said, I can't handle this. I can't handle this no more. And look, and Trump is running around crying because people are calling him Taco Trump. Trump always, backs down.
Right.
Oh, he's bristling at that.
I think Pam Bundy said she we'll put you in jail for calling him Taco Trump. how is that illegal?
You okay? So the scabs are coming off. These folks are running scared. If all this happens within 6 months, you know what happens. You know, in the next few months. Okay. So anyhow, let's go to the phone calls. 202-588-0893. Share some good news with us this morning. From your perspective, no matter what it is, local, national, international, interstellar, okay? All right, good morning. Good, you on WPFW.
Good morning, Ron.
Hello.
This is Rick calling from Germany, man.
What you got?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, again. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning. If Chip is there, good morning also.
Hello.
I just want to say that it's hard to find good news these days, but there's a documentary streaming on the internet on the streaming movie services. It's called Common Ground. It's a follow up to the documentary Kiss the Ground. And it's about regenerative farming. It's about how bad we've farmed in the last 200 years, and especially after World War II, and what we can do to correct it. I think I recommend that for everybody. The black farmers get a little spot in there, and there are a couple of black politicians, black actors, featured in this documentary. So I recommend that for those of you looking for hope against climate change. I'm done, fellas.
All right. When we do, and we need some hope regarding climate change. You know, we need to understand the lessons that planet Earth is sharing with us. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, okay, better listen, y'all. 202-588-0893. Good news stories this morning, folks. What's yours? Give us a shout. Give us a call. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Yes, Mike said is Africa is rising and the black man is sticking together. I'm really, really glad to see a lot of black Americans in Africa, changing Africa. And it is a good thing to see the black man wake up and stand up for their rights. I really do appreciate what is going on with the black man. And please wake up all the young folks. That's all I have to say.
All right. That says it all. 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your good news story of the week, of the month, of the year, whatever. Mm-hmm. And share it. You know, like I said, there's some good stuff going on out there. It's hard to believe that the fortunes of this administration have changed so dramatically. The courts, you know, are fighting, pushing back. I mean, but, you know, when you go out there and say, like the recent iteration of what they've been doing is putting judges' pictures, you know, online, you know, right, targeting them, literally. So, you know, that ought to make the judges very happy, you know, and so they're pushing back, you know. What was it? One judge in one of his injunctions said had used 25 exclamation marks to describe. Well, yeah,
I mean ICE actually scooping up a judge, taking him to jail. I mean, this administration has gone whack and people are beginning to, I mean, this huge pushback now on the big drop. The snap drop on dependent exemption for kids. I mean, Republicans in this latest bill are saying that that 7-year-olds are old enough now to fend for themselves. It's like, what? So they dropped the age of dependent exemption from 18 to 7, which opens up to child labor now. You know, and DeSantis is trying to do this in Florida. You know, to fill in the gaps for
yeah, because they're trying to deport all the laborers.
Yeah, deporting all the laborers. So now he wants children to go into the fields and work. It's like people are like, "Are you crazy?"
And literally, they are. I mean, good gracious. 202-588-0893. And how about that? Surgeon General. Okay. Talking about the Maha publication that he put out, you know, about children's health and this, that, and the other. It turns out the whole thing was based on non-existent data.
Right.
Got caught again, you know. And see, that's the thing. These people are getting caught, you know, in their lies and in their rhetoric. And, I mean, it'll take a rocket science to figure this stuff out, but now they're getting caught.
That's what that's one of the things that Trump did. He has gotten away with it so much that all Republicans think that they can get away with lying, but they can't.
Let's go to the phone. 202-580-8893. What's your good news story? What are you happy to see transforming? You know, around the globe. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Hello, caller. Oh, did we lose you? Hello.
Oh. Okay. All right. And, you know, and this whole crypto thing, you know, my goodness. They're doing a whole bunch of illegal stuff. They know it's illegal.
Right.
You know, and fraud. You know, on a massive scale, and people are just not buying it,
right?
You know, and the situation with Elon, good gracious, you know, this thing, 6 months ago, he was on top of the world, you know, running around, you know, what is that? My how the powerful have fallen.
That's right.
Okay. Now his own car company, you know, is on the skids. And, you know, some might argue, hey, it couldn't happen to a nicer person, right? All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, see, I just wanted to comment to just let people know that Donald Trump and his right-wing party is trying to eliminate DEI and replace it with something called WEI. And that stands for, in my view, white entitlement and impunity. That's what it stands for, in my view. And that's what's going on. So, Black people, let's wake up and unite. I digress.
All right. You know, and hey, that's once again, you know, people are pushing back on these policies.
Right.
You know, I mean, and the stuff is just, I'm glad that this stuff is being revealed because, you know, hey, midterms are coming up. And if he can't survive the first 6 months, you know, what about a whole another year? You know, and it's just awful. You know, one of the Black institutions up in Massachusetts was, you got a letter from the administration saying that, you know, talking about Black issues and this, that, and the other, as is no longer needed in the United States. It's no longer welcomed in the United States. And then gonna cut their funding. You know, well, people got some sense. You know, they're no better than that.
Right.
You know, I mean, good gracious. But that's what happens when, you know, you put yourself out there like that and don't care nothing about the people. You know, you don't listen. So you get what you deserve. You know, karma's rough.
Get caught in a lie.
Karma is rough. You know, and you know, karma ain't Black, karma ain't white, karma is karma. 202-580-0893. What's your good news story? What's happening out there that you like to say, all right, you know, my hands in the air, you know, shaking my fist. Give us a call, 202-580-0893. You know, people pushing back, you know, on so many things that everybody in this administration is, you know, on guard, you know. But that's because of you guys. That's because of citizens. Common sense, okay? You know, you don't, you know, go around, you know, turning the police, turning the Gestapo, you know, on innocent children, you know, innocent citizens. And that's another thing that's good news, that these communities, you know, that are seeing, you know, the people in their community getting locked up, you know, without due process.
Right.
And, you know, they're resisting, you know, they're resisting, you know, by holding protests in support of these just ordinary, some of them are just cafe workers, you know, some are teachers, you know, some are bankers, some are religious leaders, you know, but they're, you know, this administration is so determined to get its quota of deportees up, that they're arresting anybody. And look, and they're arresting the most, you know, the most vulnerable.
Right.
You know, people who really can't defend themselves. So these communities are coming together to defend them.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing people snatched up who have proper ID showing that they are citizens. And ICE is like, oh, well, it's fake. It's like, what is that? You know,
But we gotta fill our quota. Yeah, so but that's like I said, that's the fact that people are beginning to understand what is going on out there, you know, and how it's affecting the heartbeat of this nation.
Right.
Yeah. And that's it.
And for a lot of those MAGA people, the needle really hasn't moved on your price of eggs and gas and stuff, you know. So they can't hide behind the fact that they were with Trump for the economy and not for the racism. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, look, about the only, you know, one piece of good news is that gas prices at least staying below average. But he ain't had nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's called market forces. And so at least people will be able to travel this summer. You know, and that's why so many people drove during the holidays, you know, because gas is cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not that. I mean, I think the difference in gas prices from when Biden went out and now is maybe 20 cents. So, I mean, it's not like this huge change, you know. I mean, that's the whole thing, is that it's been a nominal change in these things that quote unquote Trump was elected to fix, you know, and the damage that he's done, you know, to the stock exchange and with these on and off again tariffs and stuff has caused more commotion than anything he's done on the other side to fix it. So.
All right, we got another caller out there. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Yeah, I think guys, and I enjoy listening to you. Believe me, I do. I do a lot of driving with respect to my job. I'm looking at this SCR question. And, you know, societies have gone through different phases. We've had, you know, agricultural, we've had pre-industrial, we have industrial. And I'm just wondering, I'm just throwing this out there because you have a lot of intelligent people who listen to this show. Aren't we ready for a new stage in the world? I mean, not just America's problems, but I'm talking about problems around the world where treasures, I know certain islands are trying to get their treasures back from Britain, et cetera. All around the world, we see injustice, Palestine, with respect to Ukraine, et cetera. I'm wondering, aren't we due for a new economic system, post-capitalism? And I think we got enough smart people out there around the world to figure it out. I think that you got reactionary forces in America, like Trump, who want to keep the status quo. But my whole point is, I think we should be looking to engage with progressive peoples around the world to bring in a new phase. And I just want to put that out there. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, that's the good news, that people are paying attention. And, you know, people, you know, you may not hear about it because, like you say, there're status quo forces out there that, you know, want to protect their interests. But the people are listening. And, you know, when you started talking about, you know, well, we're gonna cut Social Security, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that. And you know, people are paying attention. And also it opens the door for expanded thinking. You know, the folks who I was just talking about, who these people in communities who are defending these ordinary folks, you know, who are being caught up in these ISIS raids. They'll be the first to tell you, well, I voted for Trump, but this ain't what a mistake.
Right. This is not what I voted for.
Not what I envisioned, you know? And so those are seeds of change, seeds of consciousness. And that's what the revelations of what these guys are doing. And because they're not learning from what they're doing, you know, they're opening they're planting these seeds of consciousness in the people. And that's globally. You know, what's going on with Gaza and, you know, Putin and, you know, I mean, good gracious, it is. People are waking up, and that's what they were afraid of. You know, this whole tariffs issue, that's ridiculous. You know, anybody sitting at a kitchen table would say, look, you know, I can't afford to pay 25% more for my groceries or 35% more for my clothing.
Right.
You know, and now I have to make choices. You know, I can't send my kid to school. You know, what's happening at Harvard and these other institutions that are being attacked by this administration? I mean, good gracious. And the people aren't stupid. You know, they may be misinformed, but once again, because of the callousness, you know, of this administration, they're saying, no, this is not what I signed up for. And the sooner we can make a change, the better. You know, that's the good news for me, you know, that people aren't just going walking in, and you know, that people are not walking in lockstep with these folks. You know, 202-580-0893. This morning, we're getting your good news perspective on any number of stories. You know, this Surgeon General stuff with Kennedy, you know, he got a measles outbreak that's not being, you know, addressed.
That's right. And he's on the fence about vaccination. And it's like, really? In the mix of a potential, you know, epidemic breakout, you know, in several states now, Texas and such, that he's on the fence about it.
Yeah, he's on the fence, all right. So, okay, and the notion that he's gonna put out this publication where the people that he quoted, you know, in this publication, in this, what do you want to call it, Chip? Propaganda.
Yeah, I was gonna say fairy tale.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's based on non-truths, based on lies, based on fabrication. You know, and they're getting caught. You know, and then when they get caught, you know, they kind of slinker off and into a dark alley somewhere and try to, you know, put the spokesperson for the president out there to spread more lies. Anyhow, let's go back to the phones. 202-580-0893. Good stories, good news. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 202-580-0893. No matter what it is, you know, your perspective, all right? Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm coming over a cold. Forgive me.
Okay.
So as I was going to my local grocer, one of the major chains grocers, to utilize my coupon so I can get a discount on my toilet paper. She needs to get a break any way that she can.
That's right.
I can be what you gentlemen know, because I know you're a little long in the tooth, as am I. This is a 70s term. I could be a bit of a nudge, because I would talk to the manager there, and I say, hey, you know, when are we going to get some seeded watermelon back in the store? So come to find out, when I was picking up my toilet paper, that I saw some seeded watermelon. So what's the big deal? You know, it would be one thing if somebody walked into a pregnant woman, injected something into her belly, and made her child infertile, not to make any more babies after her. There's something very sick about food that that is being modified where it doesn't produce seeds. So I tell everybody, your liberty is at the end of your fork. So make sure that you make wise food choices. And even if you have to get nicely in people's faces about, hey, can you have some more organic food in here? You know, make sure that you do that. So I was very happy to see that they had seeded watermelon. And now they're going for the cucumber too and all that. And lastly, I always like to throw a movie in there because I've done that before and I've called. There's this movie on Hulu, folks, called The Grab, G-R-A-B. And it talks about this sort of worldwide food insecurity. Check it out. It will scare you to death, but it's okay. You'll be all right. You can take in the information and do it with you will. Have a good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Likewise. Yeah, I mean, we got lazy, man. We don't want to spit out the seeds no more.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, that's it. I mean, I think the big impetus on seedless fruit has been for the consumers. They didn't want to spit the seeds out. What I'm trying to say is terrible are these big countries, like big companies like Monsanto, that sell the crops to the farmers, you know, like wheat and stuff, that make sure that the wheat that we grow now is infertile, so that the farmer has to keep coming back and That's buying right. seeds from Monsanto year after year after year, that they can't you know, collect their own seeds and grow crops the next year, moving it forward. So they are locked in to a perpetual purchasing of products which, you know, used to grow on their own, you know?
Used to grow on their own. That's what Rick was talking about starting off. You know, the food insecurity, the food supply.
Right.
And how it's been corporatized so much that, once again, the sister says she can't find a seeded watermelon anymore.
Right.
And that was part of the fun. You know?
It also puts, you know, the farmers with their backs up against the wall. I mean, that's why you know, corporate farming is the way to go. You know, these huge corporate farms, and the individual farmer just can't really make it anymore in America. You know, it's they need
speaking of farmers. These farmers are rising up because they're realizing that these tariffs are affecting, you know, their bottom line. You know,
well, and these cuts like the USAID, which, you know, put money in their pocket to help them buy seeds and stuff and grow and have a market to sell to. I mean, that was the whole idea of the USAID, was our soft power outside of our country, that we created these markets with other countries, you know, and Trump has decimated that, getting rid of USAID and then doing the tariff thing. So it's like, he tried to make us an island, you know, and you can't do that in a global economy.
No, you can't, you know, and that's what he's finding out. Mr. Taco. Yeah, he turns red when you call him that. Trump always backs down. Yeah, that's interesting, you know, how sensitive he is. But once again, he brought it upon himself. And it's not just him, it's the whole administration, you know. The attack on innocent people, students, you know, the judge and the judges, you know, the judicial system, you know, now they realize that they're the only stopgap that the American people have.
Right.
You know, the Republican Congress is not going to do anything about it. You know, the Democrats, you know,
don't have the numbers, you know, to do anything.
Don't have the numbers or a plan. So the courts, you know, if we didn't look, if we didn't have the courts, we'd be in a heap of trouble.
Right.
Okay. A heap of trouble. And the fact that he's out there attacking these judges, calling them names and, you know, putting their profiles on these right wing sites, and it's like, you know, go after these guys, you know.
He's a bully. Okay. He's a bully, you know.
Man,
I was watching a video of Obama not too long ago at a town hall meeting somewhere in the Midwest, where everybody was yelling at him for, I think it was about deportation. And, you know, the way he reacted, he sort of calmed the crowd down. He stopped the security people from throwing anybody out. And he's like, no, let them vent, let them say what they want to say. And he said, you know, I understand the anger. I understand you want the change. And he goes, but we can't do the change by yelling at each other. We have to do the change by going through Congress, you know, being an advocate for what you want and stuff. And, you know, within 3 minutes, the room was quiet listening to him. And it's like, but that's not who we have now. We have a bully who's going to immediately attack and raise the level of animus in the room. And these other Republicans are following suit. I mean, you see this with the Republican town hall meetings where they're throwing people out of the meeting. And then they'll say, oh, well, these weren't really my constituents. You know, right. They were right. paid Democrats. It's like
provocateurs.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. What's your good news story for you'd like to share with the public this morning?
Good morning. You talking?
Hello.
Good
morning. Yep, you're on.
Okay. My story is simple. I want to say this with all due respect. I mean, we're supposed to be spreading good news. Why is everything Trump related? I mean, you know, why do we have to hear his name? Why can't you guys just, you know, do a show without mentioning Trump? We give so much power to this dude, you know what I'm saying? When we keep mentioning his name about everything. But
with all due respect, I understand, you know, I do. We understand. But unfortunately, that's the world we live in right now.
And
people are finally waking up to that. You know, so, but like I say, you're free to share, you know, any piece of news that you'd like. So please be our guest.
Yeah.
We would welcome the change.
Okay. One of your callers mentioned the lady a few calls back. She spoke about seedless fruit. And, you know, I had a conversation before with someone about, you know, I mean, our food. The food here in the U.S. has been, you know, hijacked by these big corporations. I mean, it's not really. I mean, we're eating like genetic modified foods. It's not even food. This is why we have cancer. This is why cancer is at an all time high. Now, I will give respect because up until this administration, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Taken over, no one mentioned, you know, the cancerous dye products that was put in our food for such a long time. I mean, you know, like this stuff needs to be addressed. You know, I mean, these big corporations have really, I mean, taken over and they're spreading cancer just for a quick buck. And I said it before, I will say it again. Cancer is the price that we all pay for capitalism. So we're all going to suffer through this. So, I mean, you know, the kudos to your, you know, the caller who called in. I wasn't even going to call. I was just listening. But when she spoke of seedless fruit, I understand exactly where she was coming from. And that's appalling. It really is. But what we're ingesting, what we're taking, what we're taking in, ingesting, it's not food, you know. And we need to, we need to do something about that. But I'm sorry, that's not necessarily good news either. You know, it's just something that I heard someone speak of, and I just wanted to touch on.
Well, you know, actually, sir, you know, it's good news to us because people are beginning to realize what you're saying. Okay, people realize, you know, that, you know, hey, we got a food problem. We got food deserts. You know, we're not getting the nutritious foods that we need to battle these things. And then you get somebody like, you know, Mr. Kennedy, you know, who could have been a great advocate for this, but then you go out and put out false information, you know, and that hurts his credibility. It hurts the credibility of efforts of those who are trying to educate the American people about this food problem. So that's, you know, and once again, it's good that people are pushing back on that because, you know, otherwise they won't get listened to. They won't get listened to. So, yes, sir, you got a legitimate concern. Absolutely. And once again, I don't, you know, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue, you know, because the Democrats have not done a good job of dealing with that issue, you know, the corporate modified food chain.
Right. Well, and I mean, in specific, the labeling, I mean, there has been a growing organic movement in America, but part of its problem has always been the labeling from the FDA and from the government that makes it hard sometimes for people to get what they actually want,
you know, and the pricing.
And the pricing.
If you want, you know, real food, they make you pay a price for it. And remember the old days, man, when you just go get an apple and you didn't have to worry about the chemicals being sprayed on it and this, that, and the other.
You just rub it on your shirt and bite into it.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good day, my brothers, my wise brothers. How art thou today?
How are you?
I just wanted to say I'm enjoying the conversation oh so much today. I just wanted to throw a little tidbit in there about health that astonished me. I've been a lifelong health advocate, you know, born and bred, basically. And I've been taking care of my mother who will be turning 80 next month, and she is in perfect health except for some early dementia, not Alzheimer's, just some early dementia. Anyway, a doctor had her on 4 different meds, and I don't do the meds, I don't believe in them. So what I wanted to do is find out exactly what the meds were, what they were for, and how we could replace them with food, because as we all know, food is medicine if it's properly used and properly grown, not GMO'd, of course. So I say all this to say, I got her off of her meds just through natural eating. It wasn't a whole bunch of herbs and things that you don't know the names of. It was literally just eating things that were not and out of a package, literally right. Things that just came out of the ground, and I just made them into yummy foods. Now, of course, it's like yogurt. We can't that has to come out of a package. I get it. I use coconut sugar. Of course, that has to come out of a package. I get that too. But I was telling the doctor. He said, "Did I replace her meds with herbs?" And I said, "No, I did not. I literally just weaned her off of her meds and gave her fresh food every single day, every meal of the day, whether it was oatmeal, you know, organic oatmeal in the morning with fresh fruit cut up in it, or
that sounds good.
Beans. Oh yes, with some wheat germ sprinkled over it, you know, or some smashed up beans to make bean balls and put it in some fresh tomatoes grilled up. I mean, sizzled up to make a sauce. So many things that you can do with fresh food. And when I told her doctor this, he said, oh, that's wonderful. I said, but, you know, she has a sweet tooth, and I don't like for her to have sugar. He says, oh, well, she doesn't have diabetes, so don't worry about that. I said, well, that's kind of not how it works, doc, right? I mean, I'm not the doctor, but I'd like, you know. So he says, I said, well, she does have, I do give her coconut sugar because that's the, you know, if I'm going to sweeten up anything, it'll be coconut sugar or coconut milk. And he said, well, that's better than white sugar? Crickets. That's all I could do.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I said, absolutely, doctor. I was baffled. And, you know, he was like, well, does she eat salt? I said, well, we all have to have salt to, you know, a minimal, and it's no added salt. Okay, well, her blood pressure's fine, and she can have sweets. There's no problem. She doesn't have diabetes. Anyway, I say all this to say is just because they have DR in front of their names and wear white coats and collect money, does that mean that they're intelligent? It means that they've been taught something. It doesn't mean they're using their natural born brain. It just means that they're regurgitating something that they've been taught and spewing to us. You know yourself. You know what grandma taught you. You know what's out there. You know what's better for you. Just like the American Heart Association tells you to eat chicken every day. I mean, it's just crazy talk. So I'm just putting some little drops and dropping a little bit of jewels this morning, sprinkling some joy juice. So I just everybody to be out there and be aware and thank God for WPFW.
Thank you, my sister. You know, when she was talking, I was thinking, have you noticed the plethora of new drug commercials? I mean, it's if you got this, if you got that, you know, get this pill, get that pill, you know, ask your doctor about this and this pill.
They're even going after each other. Are you taking this pill? Well, you should take our pill because it's better than that pill.
It's incredible, man. And I mean, every day, commercial after commercial after commercial. And, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think...
Buyer beware.
Buyer beware. You know, our previous caller, you know, who mentioned food and the link with cancer... I think a lot of this stuff, we have still missed the boat on what's going on in America. I mean, scientific surveys have shown that half of America, almost a full 50% of America, are drinking contaminated water that are filled with PFAs. We've seen lead scares everywhere in this country, and it's like these are the things that I think are driving much of the acceleration in cancer and bad health. Is that at its core, we can't even get clean water. You know, it's like let alone water that we're growing our foods in. So if we can't even take care of the building block, the starting block for everything, water, then I don't think we're ever going to win this fight.
All right. Hey, thanks for the...
speaking of good news, right?
that's good news. Look, awareness is good news, you know? Yeah, awareness is good news, you know? Be aware. Don't be afraid. All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Yeah, Ron.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay. Let me cut it off. Okay. Yeah, Ron. Chip. Man, hey. Once again, you guys are knocking it out the block. I believe you hit so many subjects here. I'm gonna try to just touch on a few, and then I'll be off the air. But illness is profit in America. I mean,
right.
if you got a cold and you can give someone a remedy, that's not as profitable if you can give them, say, the flu or COVID. And that's the name of the game. And, yeah, cancer is a result of our economic system. But it's not just cancer. It's the air we breathe. It's the vehicles we drive. It's the constant bombardment of a false reality that's been put on us by what we call Trumpism. And the brother was talking about, well, why are we all going to bring up Trump? That is what the strategy is. Flood the zone, I think, is what they call it. They want to create a false narrative or reinforce the false narrative, because people like Ron has been saying are waking up. Even the most diehard sleep-induced person is starting to question why, for example, are these people giving this man a $400 million airplane, mm-hmm. which is really a plane that they didn't want. They giving it to him because they didn't want it.
And
ultimately, yeah, and ultimately, American taxpayers are going to pay over another $400 million to debug that plane and to put it up to specs of what the so-called leader of the free world needs to travel yes. around the world.
Here's the good news. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's not going to happen.
Oh,
that's the good
news. They put the fix in for it now?
Yeah, they're not going to do that, man. The taxpayers are not going to allow that. I have confidence in the taxpayers, you know, in this case.
I have confidence in the taxpayers also, but they... Well, for example, us here in D.C., we're taxpayers. We don't have a voice. It's nothing we can do. Eleanor is good, but she didn't have a vote. So our impact is minimal on that issue anyway. Hello?
Well, we'll see. But you're right.
Yeah, we'll,
you know, I got a used car for you.
Excuse me. Can I give a real quick good news story?
Please.
That was the topic you led with. I would advise... I'd advise people to check out this new movie, Mission Impossible, because mm-hmm. it has three heroes in it, two of whom are people of color. And I'm talking about the character Vig Rhames is playing, and right. Also the character of the black actress who plays the president. They, in summation, saved the world, along with Tom Cruise chewing up the scenery, performing all these incredible stunts. You know, it's great escapism movie making. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, some of the things that he did in this movie. And it's very entertaining, and it has a convoluted message about the elites and the status quo, and that's partly why someone was saying we should be at a point now where we break into a higher level of consciousness.
Indeed, my friend.
That is
now we are going to have to let you go. Okay.
Brings a critical analysis of what we call reality. What we call reality is really.
Just keep in mind now. You know, movies. You know. Yeah, there's another documentary out there on HBO called 2073. You might want to check that out as well. Okay, it's about the rich folks and their grab for power. So there's some good stuff out there. Check it out. Learn what you can. Share what you learn. Share what you learn. Okay. All right, hey, Chip.
Yep. I think we wasted another hour.
Hey, you know, anytime talking to the listeners is not a waste. So.
Not a waste, right.
Not a waste. And we learn from y'all, just like hopefully, we get to share something with you. Thank you so much, all y'all, for being there for PFW. We'll be back with you next week. And... Mike, thank you so much for handling the boards.
You're welcome, fellas.
All right.
All so, right.
You folks have a good weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And expand our thinking.
And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering.
On Saturday, May 31st and Sunday, June 1st, Capital Bop partners with Sycamore and Oak to present Jazz in the Heights, two full days of music in the Congress Heights neighborhood, featuring artists from D.C., Baltimore, and beyond. This two-day festival of jazz and culture will include appearances by Chelsea Green and the Green Project, Burkhead, the Desron Douglas Quartet, Deborah Bond, and more. Details at capitalbop.com or sycamoreandoak.com.
WPFW, in collaboration with the Josephine Butler Center, present the Jazz and Justice Festival, Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m. An activation of music, poetry, social justice teach-ins, visual art, wellness, children's activities, and more in Malcolm X Park. WPFW personalities Saiz Kamaladeen, Kaba Soul Singer, and Proverbs Reggae Band will be among the performers, with sets by DJ Lance Reynolds and Underdog. Also featured will be an art show curated by Adrian Ferguson of The Art of Noise and a community curated by Milani Douglas. Stay tuned to WPFW for updates and details.
Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Hi, this is Robin Holden, the proprietor of Robin's Place, every Friday evening from 7 until 10 p.m. Robin's Place is a mythical entertainment center consisting of four floors. On each floor of Robin's Place, we have rooms that are named after people who I think are icons in music, theater, and literature. We have the Nancy Wilson Room, the Joe Williams Room, the Gloria Lynn Room, the Frank Sinatra Room, the B.B. King Blues Room, the James Baldwin Library, just to name a few. Join me Friday nights from 7 until 10 p.m. as I take you on a musical journey you'll never forget. Robin's Place.
Come the day you fly, I'm gonna teach you to fly.
Freedom!
June is Caribbean American Heritage Month. Thus, CAWI, CPN, ICS, AFI, and Africa World Art Project present the 23rd DC Caribbean Film Fest, June 6th to June 12th, at AFI Silver Theater and Cultural Center in downtown Silver Spring. The festival showcases the best in Caribbean cinema with films such as the U.S. premiere of Fanon and more. The DC Caribbean Film Fest, June 6th to June 12th. Information at afi.com/silver or 301-495-6700. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Greetings. This is Papa Wabe inviting you to check out my new showgram, Free Your Mind with Papa Wabe, every Thursday morning from 2 to 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We present a mashup of positive, uplifting music of different genres, mainly roots reggae. We also feature poetry, speeches, artist interviews, and so much more. That's Free Your Mind with Papa Wabe, Thursday mornings, 2 to 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on WPFW 89.3 FM, making it a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Free your mind!
Get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
Are you in the process of writing or updating your will, trust, or estate plan? We invite you to consider adding WPFW as a beneficiary through a charitable bequest.